5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. Tonight I get to stand. This is awesome as we bring live rock and roll to the town of White Plains. What's the name of the band, guys?
We are The Track.
And your website is?
TrackTheTrack.com. Or .net, excuse me.
Try either one of them. I remember when WhiteHouse.com was a porn site. Bush fixed that. Figures. Anyway, so you guys have been on the show before. Slightly more acoustic, I would say.
Yeah, we did it just the two of us.
But now you guys are getting some momentum. I know you're playing gigs around town. Your regular house band Thursday night at Lucy's. So things are starting to work for you. Now, is this a band like the Beatles where there's at least three front people who write their own songs? Is that the case?
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, Drew plays guitar and violin and writes lots of songs, and we try to collaborate as well. I play bass and guitar on some songs, and all three of these guys are great bass players. I mean, three of us are bass players.
All three of you are great bass players, if you don't say yourself.
Right.
Right, so that's great. Three bass players and a drummer. Nice.
And Matt's just a brilliant drummer.
So. Okay.
That's good enough.
I know Chris used to give my daughter piano lessons.
I did, yes. Charlotte. How's she doing? She's still playing?
She's 17 years old.
Right. I think that's it all.
And she's not working this summer, so God knows what she's doing. You know what? Let her have it, right? Life gets tough pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I'm real excited. How did you... Now, I know you two guys from the Jeff Hartwell Band. Seen you for years through Jeff's jam at sundry... I love it. Jeff is getting old enough now that his jam has gone through 4 or 5 clubs already. I know you guys are the house band Thursday night at Lucy's. Correct.
Yes, for the it's a rock and roll jam. It's a showcase, so it's mostly a rock based thing. But anyone who brings their band can sign up the entire band and showcase them. And a lot of times, bands who want to try to get a gig at Lucy's will come that night and you know feature them, bring people, and show what they've got so they can get a gig there.
Lucy's is an example of a well run club, and my point being is that a lot of times people open a club who have no concept of what they're doing and the club dies almost immediately. Lucy's is the opposite example. It was many different bars over many years and now all of a sudden got the right people to run it and it's really happening. So that's awesome. So where can we see The Track in August?
In August, well obviously every Thursday night in Pleasantville on Bedford Road at Lucy's. We'll also be at 12 Grapes in Peekskill on August 7th. We'll be featured on a Friday night at Lucy's on August 21st and in some upcoming dates at other places in the area. And you can go to trackthetrack.net and we'll post those for you.
So what are you going to play for us this show?
Well, we got a few songs. This first one is called Mess With You. Oddly enough, the songs that we picked today are each written by a member of the band, except poor Matt back there. He's just a brilliant drummer, like I said.
Okay. You know, I grew up 6th grade, the Beatles were really big, and, you know, so people like Ringo, people like John, people. So, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite color?
Midnight blue.
I like yellow.
I like yellow.
What? Who likes yellow?
Green. Colorblind.
What's your sign?
Pisces.
Pisces.
That explains the sign. It's Scorpio.
Gemini.
All right. So, all you females out there, you know which man you want? Good. So, let it rip, boys.
All right, then.
All right.
Silence
So Drew, do you want to do another one with a broken string? Do you want to swap out guitars?
For the next song, I'll play Chris's guitar.
Okay, so why doesn't someone unplug that guitar and hand it over?
In-house roadies.
Yeah. I'm also part roadie.
Part roadie, part human.
Part drummer. Thanks.
That's me down for sensitivity.
Yep.
Alright. Okay, so back in the game.
I love it.
I love it. Okay, guys, so what's the last song you're going to do for the show?
This last tune is called Sexy, and actually, we played it the last time that we were on the show, but it was a little. It was a fledgling of what it's become, so.
Wow, alright. Okay, I'm looking forward to this. All right, boys.
Thank you.
You know, I'm reminded of that Prince song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sexy mother. What's that? Helper. Whatever. Nice. Sounds nice. Real good, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, are you guys going to hop into a van and go across the country or. No?
Honor for music. Yeah.
Now we're definitely we'd like to get something recorded fairly soon.
Do you have any studio in mind or producer in mind?
We've been going back and forth about that. I think we need to have a band meeting on that particular subject.
Most bands can only get together at the gig though.
Yeah.
And then only 3 minutes before they play, right?
Well, Chris and I have had a lot of good experiences up at Millbrook Studios. Good recording going on there.
Where is that? I mean, Millbrook. Is that New York, Connecticut? Or?
It's New York. It's It's what, like an hour and a half north?
Yeah, I don't know. It's up where
Westchester?
Yeah. It's far.
Up where I used to live, in the middle of nowhere, Dutchess County. But, I don't know, I think Drew might have some ideas as well.
Now, you guys know Terry Lamar?
Yes.
So her brother wrote this book called My Amazing Adventures of Being a Working Musician, or something like that. And it's a pretty funny book. I mean, he talks about playing $100 gigs for the past 30 years. So, and one thing he mentions is that no band can survive as a democracy. Since there's always a division of labor. Is that the case here, or is there a firm band leader here? Is there a firm band leader, or is this a group of equals?
It's definitely a group of equals.
Yeah, it's not really a leader. We should probably get a leader, though.
Right, well, usually what they do is they have, like...
Hurt for Fleetwood Mac.
One guy books, one guy may do the website, one guy... But so far, that's not the way it's working with you guys. You're all equal.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't really do much of anything.
Chris writes the hit songs. Drew does the website.
Yeah. One of the nice things is with the advent of social media, we have Facebook, which allows us to sort of make a list of things that have to get done and all pound through it. So we all kind of end up doing things that we wouldn't have ended up doing had we had clearly defined roles, but they get done.
Does the track have a fan group on Facebook?
We do. We each sort of have our own list that we can promote events to. We all have friends, and they tell their friends, so it's really the two friends tell two friends tell two friends. But when we have an event, you know, we post it on our Facebook, and people are responsive to it. Also, clubs have their own Facebooks. The Lucy's Facebook club has been really great in getting people out to our events.
Awesome. So, you know, I don't know what the big dream in music anymore is. I mean, now groups come out, and they have a huge album that sells 100,000 copies. It's a little strange. I remember when they came out and they sold 1 million copies the first week. But I guess you can still play Citi Field or play Yankee Field, still make a little money that way. What are your dreams? Do you guys still have dreams of making it, of having a hit single? Or Chris?
I'm kind of one step at a time. I'd like to get a nice recording down. I really enjoy that part of the process in the studio. So I'd like us to get that done, and for myself, you know, just to be able to make somewhat of a decent living, have people respect what you do, and I'm good with that.
Rich?
And women.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, I would be happy to make a living doing nothing but playing, you know, being original in my creative endeavors, you know what I mean?
Playing all original music.
Right.
Do you guys do covers on your gigs?
Yeah, when we do, you know, the local bar circuit, yes. We've done a few, like, showcase kind of things down in the city where we did all original. But, you know, for the most part, it's kind of a necessity. We don't have really 4 hours of material. And, you know, you want to please the bar owners and crowds a little bit up here.
Where have you played in the city?
Where was the last? The Ace of Clubs we played at? Where else have we played down there? I mean, you know, I played at the Parkside Lounge with a few different places, but the track actually has only really, the Ace of Clubs is really...
Band, yeah.
Okay, well, you could say the Ace of Clubs, you could say the Ace of Clubs, you could say the Ace of Clubs.
Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, to be a professional musician, you really have to be so multifaceted that we, you know, don't necessarily have time to exclusively do this band. Which is would be a big goal, you know, is just playing gigs in this band. I mean, that would be huge.
What about you, Matt?
We'll get to you next.
I'm okay with that.
My goals are simple. I just want to try to be the best musician I can be and be as good as I can on my instrument. And a chance to play with these guys is wonderful. They just call me up when they need me, and that's it.
Did you ever see the movie Bull Durham?
No, I haven't.
Anyone? Because that... the old timer is teaching the young pitcher what to say to the media, and that's it. I just want to be the best I can be.
I'm
doing my best with God's help. God bless you all.
I'm at a point now. I'm blessed that I can make a living doing music, playing and teaching and stuff like that. And I guess the teenage rock and roll dream is kind of passed for me.
Are you married?
I am married, not kids.
There you go.
The whole nine, so I got responsibilities kind of getting away.
yeah, that's right. What about you, Drew?
I think, Be All That You Could Be is great. We all want to be great musicians. I want to be a great entertainer, and I think I've been thinking a lot about this in the last couple of weeks, with the passing of MJ. A lot of what we do is to entertain people, and it's really easy to lose sight of that, because especially with such amazingly talented musicians, these guys are highly educated, highly trained, and it's making sure that we know to step outside of what we're doing on stage, which is, sometimes revolutionary to us, and make sure that we bring the people in with us. So as long as I'm entertaining people, I'm happy.
Well, it sounds great. Next time you come on the show, I want to see coordinated dance moves. Thank you very much. Stay tuned for part two next week. Nice job, guys. Nice job.
See, now we're thinking coordinated dance moves.
Yeah, I want to see some leg. I want to see some leg kicks this next one. Boom, 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 boom. Right?
I would love to get in the gig with Beck's band.
I did it all wrong, right?
Just stay forward.
Just stay like this?
No, we'll stay on a slight angle so we can get you. We had all back here. So though your back is to Drew, it's okay. You're talking to...
Rich.
Just,
We worked with our angles.
Yeah, we worked with you, but...
So do you want me to move back here? Is this better? So if I look at him or look at him like this, is that better?
I would say,
yeah.
Because okay, look at that.
As long as your back's not fully turned,
and as my girlfriend says, I have not much in the butt area. Yes. Okay. Well, she calls a white man's butt. So.
You said it, not me.
That's right. You gotta pump up the butt.
So if you just,
some handkerchiefs and a wallet.
I gotta move
that
this
way
back
at least,
there. Okay.
When you're talking here, we can get, good side view of you. And again, you can turn this way and talk to Drew.
You'll do that.
Okay.
I'll
switch on. You turn around and back.
So I totally fucked up. Okay.
It's all right.
Okay. So guys, you anybody need anything, or are you ready to go again?
Can I get water real quick?
Yes, you can get water. Do you want to change the string?
I need to change the string, right?
Okay.
Yeah, summer song.
Well, you did a great job quickly switching gear.
Yeah, we got this. He breaks.
Too many.
I think we were on a gig where he went through three guitars in a row, like song after song. If I hadn't brought my extra guitar in the car, we would have.
I told him he needs to talk to Johnny Fence, because he hasn't broken a string.
Yeah.